Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 268 for Friday, February 13th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger Friday, with advances in the Chicago soy complex, bullish chart signals, and good end-user demand all helping underpin the futures. Canola was up $1 to $4, the March contract up $3.80 at $467 per ton. Canola climbed to its highest levels in over 6 months with some buy stops hit on the way up. In addition to the chart-based buying, solid export demand has also come forward this week. A lack of farmer selling on the other side was also supportive, as producers made some sales earlier in the month and were now said to be moving back to the sidelines as widening basis levels in Western Canada discouraged country movement. Canadian and U.S. markets will be closed Monday, and positioning ahead of the long weekend was a feature. The Canadian dollar was firmer today, and that did temper the advances to some extent. Ideas canola was looking overbought also put some pressure on values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher as traders were busy covering short positions ahead of the long weekend. Gains in crude oil and a weaker U.S. dollar were also supportive for the grains and oilseeds. Soybeans were up 5 to 9 cents, the March contract up 6 at $9.90 per bushel. Solid export demand was supportive, with the USDA reporting a fresh sale of 110,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. However, the Chinese Lunar New Year holiday is next week, and ideas that nearby demand will slow down in the short term did temper the gains. The large South American crop remains a bearish influence as well, with producers in Brazil continuing to make good progress bringing in this year's crop. Corn was up 3 to 5 cents, the March contract 5 cents higher at $3.88 per bushel. The advances in crude oil were supportive for corn today, as optimism grew over rising demand from the ethanol sector. Wheat was up 6 to 12 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 12 at $5.34 per bushel. In addition to the short covering bounce, wheat felt an added boost from updated weather forecasts. Some very cold temperatures are expected over the weekend across parts of the southern plains, and that could cause some damage to the winter wheat crops there, as fields are just starting to come out of dormancy. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, February 13th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.